Ah, yes, yes. The Mutron Chronicles. As I, Makuta Mutron, recline in my hive in Cardanui, carving this record, I am gratified by the sight of the Shadow Leeches taking form in their bubbling vats. The invasion of the Universe Core is proceeding well. My newest creations are spreading darkness and corruption, and, in general, it's good to be alive.
Be quiet, Vicon!
Certainly.
My assistant, Vicon, is busy stuffing a failed experiment back into its crate. Normally, I dispose of any accidents as soon as possible, but in this case, this hissing, biting, and incredibly toxic creation would make a fine gift for Kirox. Ah, Kirox. It was only 100 millennia or so ago that we were best of friends, working together to create new and better Raki to aid the Matoran. It was during the reign of Makuta Miserix, the first leader of the Brotherhood. The fortress of Destral had only recently been constructed, and all the Makuta were based there. Our sole job at the time was Raki creation. I recall one particular day when Kirox and I were bent over our slab trying to make something useful out of one of Spheria's experiments.
Too many legs. Teeth.
Do we break it down and start over again? Or simply lock it in a room with Spheria? Miserix chose that moment to enter. He took one look at the squirming thing on the table and snorted in disgust. Then he glanced up at us.
We have a situation. The inhabitants of Zia are demanding higher payments for their goods than most Matoran cities can afford. I want you to go with Makuta Ikarax and his aide Predak to explain the necessity of cooperation.
After he left, we flipped the Rahi to see who would have to go. Unfortunately, I'd had two heads and no tails, so it took quite some time to arrive at a decision. The mission was successful, of course. After days of interrogation, Ikarax lost his temper. Later, after the rubble had been cleared away, the Zians were more willing to be reasonable. We practically had to drag Prydak off the island, so taken was he by the place's potential. It was only when we were close to Destral that I realized I'd forgotten my pet project, my favorite sentient rock. I must have left it in the center of the island when we were inspecting the factories. Most disturbing. I never travel without it, but it can be difficult.
What's the problem? It's a rock.
Well, true. That is, unless it starts eating genes and grows into a mountain, but still, what are the odds of that ever happening? We sailed on then, leaving behind an island full of factories, a hard-working population of Zians, and a very, very hungry rock.